This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. B'siyata d'shmaya. We begin Sefer Mishneh Berurah. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We mentioned in the shiur during the week that Rav Volba, very innovatively, says that there are four things every Jew must learn and know very well. And he says you have to know Chumash with Rashi and the Ramban. A Jew has to know the commentary of Rabbeinu Yoina on Pirkei Avos. And a Jew must know Maseilas Yesharim. But number one, the most important thing that every Jew must be familiar with is Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim with the Mishneh Berurah. So Baruch Hashem, we should be zoiche to try to learn the Sefer and know it well. I was looking that the Mishneh Berurah has haskamos. You can imagine somebody who gave a haskama to the Mishneh Berurah. I saw one of the haskamas to the Mishneh Berurah is Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. And he says he didn't have a chance to read everything thoroughly, but Kfari Tamcha Gavra. Very interestingly, the Chafetz Chaim started off his career as a Rav, but it was short-lasted. And after he had a short experience in the Rabbanos, he gave it up, and he never returned to it for the rest of his life. You know, the rest of his life, he was machzik yeshiva. He wasn't the active Rosh Yeshiva, but he did not continue his position in Rabbanos. So this week, we're going to learn the Hakdama. And Bez Hashem, next week, we learn the first daf. So the Chofetz Chaim begins, Baruch Hashem Elokei HaShemayim Elokei HaAretz. Blessed is Hashem, the God of heaven and earth, Asher bara es hakol b'chazda b'sheshes yomim, that He created everything in His kindness in 6 days, ulevesoif bara es ha'adam. And after creating everything, He created man. Says the Chofetz Chaim, hinei ha'adam hazeh, this man, afshe b'kamusai hu miktanei habruim v'achrisam bizman, even though in his kamos, meaning quantitatively size, a man is much smaller, obviously, than the orb of the sky, smaller than the sun, the moon, the stars. The man is smaller than the animals. And he's last. So you would say man is the least important of all of creation. However, qualitatively, if he merits to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he runs to do the will of Hashem, who roisham mechashivas. He is the center of the universe. Chumay shamar akasov, like the pasuk says, koyamar Hashem, says Ribbono Shel Hashamayim kisi. Actually, this should have been this past week's haftorah, if not for Shabbos Hachodesh. Hashem says, the heaven is my throne. V'ha'aretz hadoim raglov. The earth is my footstool. V'yas kol eila yodi asasa. And I made everything. I made the sun, the moon, the stars, all the galaxies, the entire universe. But what am I interested in? V'yalzeh abit. This is what I'm interested in. El ani unechei ruach v'chared al dvari. I'm interested in a humble, modest person who is concerned to fulfill my word. So in other words, man is the center of the universe. It's interesting, in the shiurim that we've been learning about tefillah, we learned in the third Hallelujah, Hallelujah Hashem and Hashamayim, Hallelujah Bamroimim, that really gives you an insight in man's role in creation. You think about that mizmar, it's coming from the vantage point of man, and man is pointing to the sun and saying, sun, praise Hashem. Moon, praise Hashem. Koich Ve'ar, praise Hashem. Shmei Hashamayim, praise Hashem. And then man turns to the Aretz, and man says, Taninim, you know, whales, praise Hashem. Fish, praise Hashem. That means man is the conductor of the entire universe. All the entire Bria is Taloi on man. Meaning, even though we know everything in this world sings Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even then, it will not sing Shira until man gives it the signal. So we're the center of the universe. Ubavuroi huchan hakol metchila b'hasheshes yamim. And for man, Hashem prepared everything in the beginning, in the 6 days. V'nitein tachas reshusoi degas hayam v'oif hashamayim v'chol asher tirmois ha'aretz. Hashem placed under our dominion the fish, the birds, and everything that crawls on the land. Kedei sheyu hakol muchanim l'tayalto l'shamshay. So that everything is ready and prepared for man's benefit and man's service. And so let's think about it for a moment. So the fish are for us, and the birds are for us, and the animals are for us. They're to serve us, to service us. So then who are we for? Are we really the center of the universe? In other words, if everything was created to service us, so are we the epicenter? No, we were then created to serve the creator of everything. V'hu nivra l'shamesh eskoinai. And man was created to serve his creator. B'limud ha-Torah uv'kiyo mitzvoseha. By learning Torah, fulfilling the mitzvos, shebishvil zeh haya kol abriya. For this was all of creation. Uchmash amar akasov, like the pasuk says, kayamar Hashem. So says the Lord. Emloi brisi yoimam v'layla, chukos shamayim v'aretz leisamti. If not for my covenant of day and night, referring to the Torah, then I never would have created heaven and earth. Heaven and earth could not exist. V'chol kavonas Hashem yizbarach, hurak l'toiv asenu. So you say, wait a sec, so why did Hashem make us? So Hashem made the fish so that we have gefilte fish. And Hashem made chicken so that we have what to eat. But why did Hashem make us? So that we should serve Him? Says Chofetz Chaim, no, God didn't make us that we should serve Him. God made us for our benefit. Not for His benefit, for our benefit. What's our benefit? It's all for our benefit. So that we will have the ability to be able to be the recipient of His influence of kindness and goodness, both in this world and in the next world. Like the pasuk says, "Vayitzavenu Hashem la'asoy says kol achukim ha'ila le'toiv lanu." This is a common theme in the writing of the Chofetz Chaim. Whatever Hashem asks of us is for our benefit. It's le'toiv lanu kol hayamim, all of our days, l'chayoisenu, to keep us alive, k'hayom hazeh. Now, let's analyze that pasuk for a moment. It says Hashem commanded us to keep the mitzvahs for our benefit, to keep us alive. Kehayoyim hazeh. What does that mean, kehayoyim hazeh? It should say, Hashem commanded us to do the mitzvahs. That should be good for us. Kol hayomim. What's kehayoyim hazeh? V'hinei milas kehayoyim hazeh l'chayinu meduktuk. The words kehayoyim hazeh are seemingly not precise. V'amarti levar, the Chofetz Chaim says, I suggest to explain, al pima shebi'arti mikvar, based on something I've already explained in the past, es hakosov b'parshas achrei mois, u'shmartem es chukoisai v'es mishpatai, asher yasa oisam ha'adam v'chai b'hem. The pasuk says, keep my mitzvois, my chukim, my mishpatim, that a person should observe, v'chai b'hem, to live in them. And Unklus translates the Targum Unklus, v'chai bohem b'chaye alma, eternally. Targum Unklus translates, we keep the mitzvahs, we perform them to live forever and ever. V'amarti, the Chofetz Chaim said, I explained, de'beir hadvarim hu kipshutai. The meaning is simple. Ki hinei yodua d'chol hanivraim. We know all of creation. Hein ma shenimtzu poi ba'aretz v'mina adam l'mata. Both physical creation, man, animal, V'heim ma'ashenim tzu b'shamayim, and whatever is found in the heavens, v'heim ha'muchanim b'shem tzva ha'shamayim, that which is found in heaven are called the hosts of the heaven, v'yaf ha'gavoyah shebegavoyim, even the highest entities, kulam tzrichim l'hashba'as Hashem Yisbarach, they all need God's influence. Meaning, we understand that if we don't eat bread, we can't survive. If we don't have nutrients, we can't survive. We don't think about the fact that the sun also needs food. The moon needs food. The stars need food. What's the food? God's hashba. In other words, Hashem's influence that we should, that it should survive. So Hashem is mashbia on the stars, the moon, and so forth, that they should continue to exist. Kisholem b'tachlis hashemus ein lan rak Hashem echad. The only thing that doesn't need hashba is God. God doesn't need hashba, but everything else needs hashba. Uchamay shekasov. Ata asisa, you made everything. Ve'ata mechaye es kulam. Something we don't really think about too much. We don't think about planet Earth needs the hashba of Hashem. The stars need the hashba of Hashem. Ach ein hashbas mezoinim k'may shalanu. They don't eat what we eat. You know, we eat bread, we eat tuna fish, but what does the sun eat? They eat some kind of more sublime type of food. Shehu mazon ruchani vadak. The malachim eat some kind of spiritual, refined, nutritional food. U'kamay shakasov, like it says in Tehillim, lechem abirim ochal ish. And Chazal say, what does that mean? Zehu lechem shemalachi asher so'ichem. That's the bread that the angels eat. Ulufiza Pasha, according to this, it's obvious. Da'af ha'neshama b'tseisam iguf ha'chamri tzricha mazon. Think about it. After 120, the body will be in the ground. The soul goes up to Shamayim. How will the soul continue to survive? I mean, is the soul eating breakfast every day? Is the soul eating lunch? And what's going to feed the soul after 120? So the Chafetz Chaim says, the k'moy b'sar guf ha'adam b'eisha poishim imenu b'erev Shabbos kodesh. Hamalbos shalchov loy v'shal Shabbos. Question. So, erev Shabbos, you take a shower, you take off your regular clothing, you put on your suit. Oh, you're wearing Shabbos clothing. Okay, now you don't have to eat anymore. Would anybody ever say, because you change your clothing, you don't have to eat anymore? Would anybody think you don't have to eat anymore? The same thing is with the soul. Just because the soul took off its oilam hazeh body, its oilam hazeh suit, so now it doesn't have to eat anymore. Because all the body is a suit. The body is just clothing. Or ubasar talbisheni, it says in Eiv. With hide, with skin and flesh, you cloak me. So now what? Loitia oit tzricha lamazon sheichayenu. Now you don't need food anymore. So what's the food? That's the question, you know. Most people, if they skip lunch at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, they start getting hungry, they start feeling weak. 5, 6 o'clock, they feel famished. So Olam Haba is a very long time. So after, let's say, 5 million years, what are you going to be eating? You can get hungry. What are you going to be eating for all this time? V'geder mezoino kach. Here's the food of the soul. Be'is asher ha'nefesh mistateres b'olam hazeh b'levush hagash mishalah. Kava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezoina Gam Kein Davar Sheicholim LeKable B'Chushim HaGashmiyim. When you're alive in this world and the soul is cloaked in a physical shell, Hashem established that the food we eat is something physical. I'm in the third paragraph of the Hakdama. I'm about on the ninth line. So again, for those who are joining, we're in the third parak of the Hakdama, the ninth line about. However, afterwards, we're not going to be able to eat tuna fish sandwiches. So what are we going to eat? Now, why not? Why can't we eat pizza in Shamayim? Right? Every Jewish neighborhood has a pizza store on every corner. So maybe in Shamayim, on every star, we'll have a pizza shop. So the Chafetz Chaim says it's not going to work. Pizza is not going to work in Olam Haba. Number one, Echad Mitzad Shu Gashmi. First of all, it's physical, it's not going to sustain you. Va'oid, furthermore, shahamazoin hagashmi, physical food, mikivan shebriyasai pai hu ba'oilam hagvul tachas hazman. Since food was created here in a finite, limited world, so therefore pizza could only sustain you for about 4 hours, 5 hours. The answer is, in Olam Haba, since the soul is going to be forever and ever, so physical food ain't going to do the job, because it can only supply you with nutrients for a finite amount of time. There's no question, pizza cannot keep you full forever. The soul is eternal. And therefore the soul needs eternal nutrient. So now it's a big problem, because there's no food in this world that lasts more than, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. So what are we going to eat up there in Shamayim? Therefore God, in His abundant mercy, nasan lanu ha-toyrak doisha, He gave us the Holy Torah, she gam kein nitzchus. That's eternal. In other words, the Torah you're learning now will keep you full for like a million years in Shamayim. Va'yidei kiyuma meir or Hashem al nafshenu. And the observance of the Torah will give you a spiritual light that will keep you going eternally. From that light, we will delight in, because that's some kind of spiritual delight. That's what it means in Yeshaya. Oz tisanag al Hashem. Then we will delight in Hashem. Vizel mash amru Chazal. That is what Chazal referred to when they say tzadikim yoishvin. The righteous will sit. Vatroiseim Barashem, with their crowns on their head, the Nehenim Yiziv HaShchina. And they will enjoy the delight of the Shechina, V'hu Ha'idun HaGadol, that is the greatest delight, the greatest delicacy, Mikol Ha'idunim, from all the delights, Sheva Olam, in the world, Sheichom Limatze, that can exist, V'hu HaMechaya Oysanu Netzach, that is what's going to keep us going forever. So in other words, if in this world you learn Torah for 15 minutes, that is food. Think of it as lunch. But, you know, sometimes somebody eats a power lunch. Do they have to keep going for, let's say, they know they're not going to eat dinner till 12 a.m., so they got to fill up. So the zman that we're koivea for limud in this world is a power lunch. It will last like a million years in Olam Haba. That's the food. Rabbi Yisrael, thanks everyone for joining. We'll pick it up tomorrow. The goal is to finish the Akdama this week, and we'll start Bez Hashem Siman Aleph next week. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha. Have a great day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.